It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state labor department says more than 100,000 claims for unemployment were filed last week in Colorado. That's up more than 120% over the week before. Over the last month, more than 230,000 people have filed. The industries with the most claims include food service, healthcare, and retail. The labor department says benefits paid weekly are significantly higher than the average during the 2009 recession. Aurora will furlough 576 temporary and seasonal employees because of the outbreak. Those same workers had already seen their hours cut back. So far, the city has avoided furloughing any regular employees. Officials estimate Aurora will lose around $20 million because of the pandemic. The city's furlough for temporary workers starts April 25th. Some city workers in Boulder go on furlough Monday. Testing is a key element of COVID-19 response, but it has lagged behind demand. Now it may be close to picking up in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Michael Wilson directs lab services at Denver Health Medical Center. It's one of the state's key COVID-19 test labs. Wilson says he was on a call last week with the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator and other lab directors around the country. And the message was more testing capacity is in the works.
We need to essentially double what we're doing now.
Wilson says manufacturers are scaling up as quickly as they can. More testing supplies like kits and swabs and more rapid tests are in the pipeline. Those should be available in the next few weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
New rules from Governor Polis allow for online marijuana sales in the state. CPR's Anne Maria Wadd has more.
The rules introduced this week allow customers to pay for their purchases online and then pick them up in person. Before the rule changes, payments had to be in person. But the change doesn't necessarily mean that every dispensary will be able to accommodate online payments. Because selling marijuana is still a federal crime, credit card companies don't do business with marijuana shops. Because of COVID-19, many pot businesses have moved to curbside pickup. The rule change does not allow for marijuana to be legally delivered in Colorado. I'm Anne Marie Awad, CPR News.
There is rain and snow for much of Colorado today around Denver. It should be sunnier and warmer on Friday and again on Saturday. This is CPR News.